You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, it's Wednesday. That means Dr. Laura Hanks will be here at 11:33 for public cervix announcement. She's always willing to take your questions. If you have a health-related question, we just kind of like to give her a week in advance.
Yeah.
She's not necessarily an expert on every single thing.
Yeah.
But she's expert adjacent.
She is. Well, yeah. I mean,
she is a doctor.
She's a doctor. And also, it's just, you know, that refreshing thing of research and finding out versus just, I don't know. Put some talcum powder on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Rub a penny on your face. I don't know.
So if you have a question for Dr. Hanks, you can always email that to Jane Says. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. Also, want to remind you, our Go for the Green or Gold statewide text to win contest is underway all this week and all next week. You have a chance in the 7, 11, 1, and 4 p.m. hour to either win $100 in cash or gold jewelry. Everyone is entered for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd. Against New Orleans. So at 11 o'clock, we will have the word that you need to text in to be in the running for all those fabulous prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you use the Civic Media app. Download the Civic Media app. And that is the way to play the Go for the Green and Gold statewide text to win contest coming up next hour. We got a wonderful gift.
Yes.
From listener Scott in Shorewood the other day. Drove all the way out here.
That's a drive.
It is a drive. His friend got a 3D printer, and they were kind of playing around with it and decided to make something for us here on Matt and Air on Air. It's our own mascot. Don't hurt him, Greg. If you're watching on the live stream, you can see our new mascot. It's Elon Musk as Jabba the Hutt. It's really quite well done.
Yeah, they really got the jawline surgery.
They did.
Good.
They did. But now we don't know what to call it.
Yeah.
Our mascot needs a nickname.
Yeah, exactly.
So you had a couple suggestions earlier this morning.
I said Elon the Hutt.
Which I like.
Or Jabba the Musk.
Ooh, I really like
that. That just sounds gross. Like, you're like,
what is that?
He's here, isn't he? And we made it so, like, we put it on all the socials. But if you go to our Twitter account, because in this house we call it Twitter. If you go to our Twitter account, you can actually vote on it. So go to Twitter or that other website, and you can click on, you can search for us, Matt and Air on Air, M-A-T-E-N-A-E-R.
Well done.
And you can follow us, and you can vote there. You can also follow us on all social media at M-A-T-E-N-A-E-R on Air, Instagram, the Fosse Books, and the Twitters.
Yes.
And we are YouTube adjacent at Civic Media YouTube, but you can follow us and find out what's going on. We post guests and whatnot, and you know, it's just a good place to keep in touch.
And occasionally polls.
This one being, what should we name our wonderful gift from Scott from Shorewood? We put Elon the Hutt or Jabba the Musk, but we also are taking independent votes.
Absolutely, we want to encourage everyone to vote.
Yeah, exactly.
To be a voter.
Let's see. We got a few from already. Fascist and Bust. I like that one. Okay. That's very, very nice. Elon Husk. And from the very funny Patton Oswalt on Twitter. He is a comedian. If you don't know who he is, you've seen him. Trust me. Beautiful Angel Boy from Heaven.
It's kind of clunky.
It's clunky, but you know what? Hey, Patton, we appreciate you reaching out. And then, of course, listener Caitlin, my buddy, The Abomination.
And on the text line, listening on WAUK, call him Leon, please. And okay. In case you missed it, the reason why we refer to him as Leon occasionally is because Trump called him Leon during a rally. It's not Leon, it's Elon. But now that kind of works itself into the rotation.
Exactly.
A little bit. So yes, please vote. We will be checking the vote tallies all throughout the morning. Mm-hmm. If you have a better suggestion than Jabba the Musk or Elon the Hutt, we want to hear it.
Yeah, we want to know. This is called democracy, baby.
Calvin, any feelings about naming our new mascot?
I'm leaning towards Elon the Hutt, but I think we can come up with better.
Even
I just
better?
Don't have one right now.
That's all right. There it is. Okay. We got time to burble on this.
There we go. Yeah.
We can roll this around in our brains. Take a look. Take a good look if you're watching on the live stream. Our new mascot for Matt and Air on Air, courtesy of Scott from Shorewood. What should we call him? We want to hear from you. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We're going to start off kind of where we were yesterday.
Yeah.
Greg Gets Gas.
Okay, you know what? We really need to rethink our names for things because it always seems to be not nice to me.
It's accurate. You filled up your gas tank.
It should be Greg put gas into his car then or something like
that. What you said.
Okay.
Greg put gas in his car the other day, and it was low. It was under $3.
$2.65.
Looking at AAA numbers from today, today's national average, according to the AAA, is $3.21. The AAA average here in Wisconsin, $2.97.
That's really, really good.
It is good.
Yeah.
And we did mention Mr. Global also at this same mm-hmm. time yesterday mm-hmm. because Mr. Global is a gas expert. He's been in the industry for more than 30 years. He owns his own gas company in Texas. Very, very knowledgeable. I highly encourage you to follow him on TikTok. Just put in Mr. Global and he's going to come up.
Yeah.
And people are always putting videos on his channel and challenging him on things about why is gas expensive? Why is gas cheaper? What did Biden do to the oil reserves? You know, all this kind of stuff. And he's got enough facts to annoy everyone. He really does. He's an equal opportunity annoyer. On all sides of the political aisle.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is dealing simply with facts. So I stumbled on this after we talked about it yesterday. Why are gas prices down? Here is a clip from Mr. Global addressing this very thing. Mr. Global on seasonal gas, Calvin.
This was me 5 weeks ago.
What's going to happen over the next 3 months? Here in about 2 or 3 weeks, gas prices are going to start falling due to seasonal demand.
It's mighty funny how it comes election time, they can lower everything, right?
And you will all claim that they're lowering prices for the election.
Can someone say elections?
I think you can see where this is going. Shall we continue?
I believe it. But what I'm saying is true. Those claims are coming. It's totally happening. Even though nothing will change fundamentally, OPEC will not be increasing production. Nothing is going to change fundamentally. So you can go back to it here in, I don't know, a month maybe, when all this starts happening. It's going to happen. It's 1,000% going to happen.
It's seasonal demand. 25 of the last 30 years, gas prices have dropped between June and December. Happens almost every year. You just only notice it on election years. If elections were held in May, gas prices would increase almost every election.
So, no, this is not intentional on the part of the Biden administration somehow magically lowering gas prices so that his administration looks better and makes it easier for Kamala Harris to get elected. Yeah, no, that's not a thing.
Nope, it's not.
It's just not.
Because as we talked about with him, and you can go back and listen to that interview.
We had him on for an hour.
And it was linked in yesterday's show notes, and I can link it for today as well. But this has to do with who is sitting in the big chair in this country as far as the deals they're making with the oil-producing countries, OPEC, and how they affect us down the road. It's not like they go in there and say, gas should be cheaper. Okay, and then on Wednesday, gas is cheaper.
Right.
This is a long-term, long-range project that happens. And, I mean, good on you for trying to, like, you know, challenge a guy who's been doing this for 3 decades.
No, that's part of what I love so much about his videos is he's so tolerant.
Yeah.
He throws a couple curses in there every once in a while, but for the most part, it's pretty PC. But he's got so much. He's got all the facts. He's got charts. He's got graphs. he has the experience. He's been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And so these people who come at him, it's just kind of delightful to see him, I would say, destroy in the most polite way. Because he's really quite polite.
He's very polite. He's very matter of fact. And that, though, doesn't stop people from being like, well, what do you know? I saw something on a chat room, a guy saying that Biden was going to lower the prices because of the election.
No.
No, that's just not how it works.
No, it's not how it works.
If that was the case, when in 2008, the gas prices dropped significantly before the election. Wasn't George W. Bush trying to get John McCain in? It was just the way it was.
This is how the industry works.
Yep. They don't care about us.
Not really.
No.
No, they care about profits, yeah. Pretty much. Mr. Global is going to be joining us on Monday from 10:30 to 11 o'clock. If you have questions for him, he's always happy to take your questions. You can call in that day. You can also send them in now to Jane Says at civicmedia.us. If you have a question for Mr. Global, he'll take it.
Yeah, well, he's happy to.
And just be prepared to know what you're talking about.
And prepared to get an answer that you might not like.
Yes.
And I say that, honestly, because he has a lot to liberals. He's got very honest opinions and facts about oil and gas in America, and it doesn't always go along with what liberals like either.
Yeah, I mean, he's not very pro wind farms.
No, and he has opinions on fracking too,
and fracking as well, and also nuclear.
Yeah,
and we will try and address some of those things when he joins us again on Monday. Just a reminder to vote for the name of our new mascot. We're going to be doing this all morning long. Alice in Cudahy listening at WFHR. Her suggestion is Elon the Mean.
Elon the Mean. We let's see here. We got Musk the Slug, Musk the Hut. We're getting good ones here.
And, keep them coming.
And if you want to cast an official vote, you can go check us out on Twitter, Mattenair on Air, MATENAER on Air, and you can cast your vote there. But you can find us on all social media platforms. And you can also check us out on live stream. I was trying to think of where we're on the Facebook, Facebook live stream.
Yes, we are. Yeah. All right. Stay with us. We have numbers. Oh, boy, has Greg got numbers. We're going to talk about the state of the economy. That's coming up next. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the vast global Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon ruins on a daily basis. We were talking about gas prices. It's been very noticeable, certainly, mm-hmm. over the weekend and the start of this week, that gas prices are down.
Yep.
And that is, as Mr. Global just explained, that is because we're getting away from the seasonal gas.
Yeah.
This happens out of the last 30 years, this has happened 25 of the last 30 years. Gas prices start coming down between June and December, and people just don't realize it or pay as much attention to it unless it's an election year. Mm-hmm. And that's when all the claims, oh, yes, well, whatever administration, they're doing this to make their chances better to get reelected. Yeah, no.
And I'm wondering, too, if he puts into consideration the fact that of 2020, so that would be, honestly, 24 of the last 30, or 26, because one of those years, in 2020, the gas was so low for so long,
right,
that, it was almost not even and that was an election year, and it's kind of almost a variable you can't take into account because of everything going on, but, yeah.
Andrew from Maine texting in or making a comment on the live stream. Are you saying that Biden's Secretary of Gasoline doesn't send out a memo every day to every gas station in the country telling them what today's base price is? Yes. There is no Secretary of Gasoline, Andrew.
I'm going to ask Mr. Global that question. I just want to see.
Is there a Secretary of Gasoline?
And doesn't he or she put out a price list every day?
Comes directly from Washington.
What you guys don't understand, man, is that this is the shadow cabinet.
Yeah. Ugh. He'll laugh about that. Yeah. He will be with us again on Monday coming up at 10:33. And I will not stop suggesting that you check him out on TikTok. I've learned so much.
Yeah.
I've learned so much, and it's really easy. I watched him one day for 2.5 hours.
Also, make sure you see the real Mr. Global.
There's a bunch of copycats out there, yeah. Right?
Tons of them.
All right, let's talk numbers. Greg
yeah. Yeah.
Economy. Well, economic numbers. How are we doing? Is it the end of the world?
Oh, it's the end of the world. The roof's coming down. The
dogs and cats living together.
Mass hysteria. You can't even keep it together. I mean, the gas prices are coming down, which we all know is just a sign of economic doomsday. One of the things we wanted to talk about was that people like to lump in gas into the economic health of the country, which doesn't really work when as we said, this has more to do with the deals that are struck by leaders.
With oil-producing companies.
Years ago, yeah.
With oil-producing companies. And never forget, ultimately, OPEC controls everything.
Yeah.
As far as oil and gas is concerned.
But, you know, we're also talking about things like, you know, people, right now in the campaign trail, we hear people saying all the time, inflation is just terrible. Inflation is through the roof. Inflation is killing this country. Inflation is choking off the American dream. Inflation's at 2.5%.
2.5%?
It came down from 2.9%. It came down so much that the Fed is now looking at cutting interest rates again. And this is something that really steams my grits because people will just say the inflation's awful. And the people listening will be like, well, of course it is.
Yes, it is.
Because we know so little. And before I started doing the show, I didn't know anything about inflation, or I didn't know enough to even talk about it. But you look at the numbers and it's pretty clear. Inflation in this country is 2.5%. Economists want inflation to be never less than 2, because at that point, then we start experiencing what's called deflation.
Right.
And that will also affect us poorly. So about 2% is good. And let us also not forget that inflation was quite high when Joe Biden took office.
Extremely.
Extremely high.
And compared the U.S. compared to the rest of the globe,
mm-hmm.
with inflation rates.
Yes.
The average inflation rate globally, if I'm correct, is around 6%.
I want to look that up while you're...
I thought it was like 5.9%.
That wouldn't be surprising simply because people speak about the U.S. economy being in such a boom right now. But yet there are people out there who will just be like, the economy is terrible. And I had this conversation. I didn't really have a conversation. I just peppered in my thoughts. I was out of town at family. And one of my family members was talking about the economy and everything. And he was saying that inflation and economy. I said, the economy is great. And I say that now. I just say the economy is great. And I let it sit because we view the economy as what's it doing for me? The economy has nothing to do with how much money you're making per hour, how much money you're making. That's between you and your employer. Or if you are the employer, that's between you and yourself. The economy has less to do with it than that. Also, things like, well, you know, I'm not, you know, I want a raise. Talk to your employer. The U.S. economy does not control how much money you make with your company.
But I think what's affecting people is certainly the cost of groceries. And we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. That's called greedflation.
That's called price gouging. And if you don't believe me, Google Kroger.
Yes.
Price gouging.
Yes.
Executives. Because just
they
in the past
it.
Weeks, they admitted to raising their prices above the rate of inflation to gouge Amazon, Target, Walgreens, and one more. I think that's it. No, Amazon, Walgreens, Target, all slash prices on thousands of items because they knew that people were getting weary. You had the regular growth of pricing, which is the cost of living, inflation, mm-hmm. those kind of things. You had supply chain issues, which is a economic indicator on how the economy is going to be, especially with inflation numbers. That is a direct effect on the economy, which is supply chain. And then we had just greed. So you want to know why your orange juice or your milk or your whatever is 20-30%? It's not because Joe Biden's sitting there pressing button or Donald Trump either.
No.
It's because corporations
are
corporating.
We can make more money. Bill from Oconomowoc on the line. Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. On inflation, I just love it when I hear that word. That word started a lot on Fox about years ago. And Fox had inflation before we had inflation. And they were starting to push it and push it. Oh, things are terrible. Things are terrible. Meanwhile, our family and my friends and people we know were going the other way. They were enjoying life. Life was good. I had a guy just recently. He said, have you heard, can you believe inflation?
Bill, we got about 20 seconds left. I'm so, so sorry. If you want to hang on through the break, we will come back with you. Stay close. News is next. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair. Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call, text, same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our Go for the Green or Gold statewide text to win contest continues next hour, right after the 11 o'clock news. We will have the word that you want to text in via the Civic Media app, and then you are in the running for either $100 in cash or gold jewelry, and everyone's in the running for the grand prize, a pair of indoor, important distinction there, indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold Monday, December 23rd in Green Bay against New Orleans. So the word coming your way right after the 11 o'clock news. We play this contest every day in the 7, 11, 1, and 4 p.m. hours. So I hope you will stick around for that. Download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. It's absolutely free. And it enables you to call and text directly to whatever show you're listening to. You can listen to all of the shows all across the network, no matter where you are in the state. It's a pretty handy-dandy little thing, The Civic Media app. Also, we have a new mascot, courtesy of Scott from Shorewood, his friend playing with a 3D printer, and they came up. They did a mash of Elon Musk and Jabba the Hutt. It's really quite distinctive.
Somebody on Twitter said it looked like Jerry Orbach from Law and Order, and I don't see it. Maybe
a very, very young Jerry Orbach. We're looking for your suggestions on nicknames for our new mascot.
Someone said Apartheid the Hutt.
Apartheid the Hutt.
Yep, that doesn't make sense to you. Just, you know, Google Elon Musk apartheid.
John from Oshkosh says Leon the Nut. Todd in Oshkosh, listening on WISS, says Leon Putin.
Ooh, I like that one.
Leon Putin's one, too. I'm still Jabba the Musk, just kind of.
Jabba the Musk is
That's my personal favorite.
Well, guess what, Jane? If you want to cast your vote on what the name of our mascot
should be,
that's our mascot right there if you're watching on the live stream. You can go on the social medias, especially Twitter, because in this house we call it Twitter.
Yes, we do.
You can go to our account, Matt Nair on Air. It's MATENAER on air. You can cast your vote there. There's a poll up right now on our Twitter account. You can cast. We also are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. So if you can't vote on Twitter, you can go to one of those places. Mm-hmm. You can comment on the picture. It's right there. You can't miss it.
No, it's tough.
It looks like Elon Musk's head on Jabba the Hutt. So cast your vote. Let us know. We want to know what you're thinking. Democracy is important, not just in November, but right now.
We'll have the poll results at the end of the show when we wrap up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Yes.
Our new daily feature every day around 11:51.
Mm-hmm.
J.D. Vance. Republican vice presidential candidate stopping yesterday in Eau Claire.
I was having fun, Jane.
I know. He was in Eau Claire yesterday holding a rally, and there was a question and answer period.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
After he made his initial remarks.
Correct.
And he had a couple of comments that we wanted to examine a little bit further. Calvin, let's play his first clip on how to fix child care.
A year in child care. I actually heard from somebody just yesterday who has two children in daycare and actually is losing money by going to work because of how expensive daycare is.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And again, we got to just give people options. We got to give people choice. And
love it.
You know, there are two programs here, the Child Development Block Grant, and there's another block grant where the federal government sends a lot of money to the states. We ought to be using that money in a way that benefits all families, not just the one-size government-fits-all
okay,
method.
Like how?
And that'll promote options in child care.
So like what?
That'll make our kids happier.
Like what?
That'll make our moms and dads happier, too.
Be specific.
Thank you.
What? Where was the plan? What are the options? What?
Yeah.
Did I not listen correctly?
Well, he goes on to say that he feels like it's not fair that parents don't get to put their kids into any daycare they want, specifically if they want to put them in religious daycare and there isn't money, I guess, available. It's a 3-minute answer in which he gives nothing.
No, he gave no solutions.
Yeah.
So we need to give people options. Great. What yes. would those options be, Mr. Vance?
Yep.
And he loves to talk about how more grandparents really want to babysit their grandkids.
Yeah. It was,
and they just don't have the ability to do that.
Yes. He clarified that quite well. He didn't say they had to.
No.
He said they have to be given the option if they want to. I mean, I'm not saying grandparents don't want to be with their grandkids, but how many grandparents out there right now listening to this show would want to be committed
daily
2, 3, 4, 5 days a week to looking after your grandkid? I mean, that's a lot. I mean, you are supposed to be retired in your golden years, relaxing
golden years.
And I know, but I don't know. It just seems 3 minutes of an answer. And we would play all 3 minutes, but there was literally,
there's nothing in there.
No,
there's nothing in there. Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks so much for joining us.
So is this another program, the child care program, that would benefit the wealthy and everybody else would get left by the wayside?
We wouldn't know. He said nothing. That's
really,
the thing.
He had no specifics, Cindy.
Yeah. Yeah.
None. And we listened to all 3 minutes of it.
It sounds like he wants the government to be able to give money to parents and would allow them to put their kids into whatever schools they want. Because I don't think the country funds Christian or religious-based daycare centers right now. I don't think they do. I don't know. But that's what I was alluding from what he was saying. His beef seemed to be they won't let you put your kids in Christian daycare.
Are we stopping that?
Yeah, I have no clue. That's the problem.
Cindy, you're a school bus driver. I'm just curious. What do you have kids?
No, I don't have children of my own. No.
But, I mean, do you have any suggestions on child care? Again, I listened to all 3 minutes of J.D. Vance, and he said basically nothing.
Well, I think it needs to be like a lot of other things, instead of be an income-based deal, where if you make this much income, you pay this percentage. If you make this much income, you pay this percentage, because it seems to always fall down with these kind of programs where they give it to the big people with the big money that don't need these kind of services. And then those who really do are the ones that get screwed.
Yeah. A lot of times. Thank you, Cindy. Really appreciate it.
I don't know. Honestly, other than just saying expand the child income tax credit so they can use that money to pay for child care. Because he is not wrong in the beginning. It's very, very, I agree 100%. We all know people who are challenged by the cost of daycare.
Oh,
you have two
yes.
kids?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. And if your kid is in daycare 5 days a week and they get sick on a Monday, they have to stay home until they're better, and you're paying all week. Yep.
No, it's crushingly expensive.
Yeah, but there needs to be an actual solution to this. And tariffs and
Drilling
and just making it easier for grandparents to help and then nothing else. Those aren't solutions. They're not.
Well, and the other piece that he never touched either was, what about the daycare providers? Well, I mean, they need a living wage too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this kind of mess, it seems to me, that we're stuck in because they can only afford to pay their workers so much.
Yeah.
But you don't want this completely out of whack ratio to the amount of kids. You don't want 50 kids in there and two childcare providers.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's a subsidy to the daycare centers themselves, so maybe they can have easier pricing. I don't know. But also, I don't want to tell a business what they can and can't charge.
I understood.
I mean, I think the point of it is like if Jane and I sound discombobulated, it's because one, neither one of us have children. We've never been through this. But also, this is once again a very nuanced discussion that they're just trying to wave off by a, no, oh, just have the grandparents do it and the tariffs will solve it. And the never in my life, in my 46 years on this earth, have I ever heard someone say, childcare is really hard. We should increase tariffs.
Direct correlation, yes. Right there. Direct correlation. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Well, I know a little bit about daycare. I worked for daycare when I came, just a new immigrant in this country. And there are requirements. Like, for example, there's only 4 newborn children, like 6 weeks and older, up to the 1 year old. And it's 4 kids for one teacher.
Yep.
And then and the number of 4 kids are 2 increased. There is also the fact that when you pay for that, while your child is sick, you stay home and you are not getting paid
right
at the same time.
Right.
So you pay for a daycare, but you're not getting paid. So that has to be solved, because if your child's sick, and the whole sick days in America is just another topic. And what makes me the mad most with a Vance speech, he's coming back to postmenopausal females who are good for sitting with the child at home. And my question is, well, I'm 55 years old. My son is 27. So he should wait for 10 years until I retire to have children?
So you can, yeah, so you can be babysitter. Yeah. Yeah, so you can be babysitter, apparently.
Well, once you can't have babies, Karina, you need to do something with your life because you're basically worthless in their eyes.
But Karina, you have a job.
Yeah. Yes, you do. And
I do.
I know. But,
and I'm supposed to work until 65 years old. Are you going to give me a retirement at 55, which I don't understand, because baby boomers have their pension, yet they decided for our generation that we don't need one, and they voted for 401k. So now I have nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Karina. Really appreciate it. Always appreciate you checking in and for listening, certainly. You can always join us if you want to weigh in on this. If you have kids and you're shelling out for childcare, we would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from grandparents. I'd love to hear from my fellow childless, catless, dogless, postmenopausal women who have no purpose in life and no investment in our country and apparently no reason for living, because now I'm not even watching other people's kids.
I want to hear from the aunts and uncles who are brought in on that one. The aunts and uncles like, excuse me? I spoil the child and give them back. That is my job. I am the great uncle. That's what I am.
That's right.
I mean,
you know what? I have to actually interact with them and discipline them.
No.
That sucks all the fun out of being fun uncle.
Exactly. I'm a funcle.
Nice.
Thank you.
J.D. Vance in Eau Claire yesterday talking. He was definitely talking.
Sounds
were coming out of his mouth. We do have another clip from J.D. Vance, which we will get to in just a moment. I did want to point out that among 9 other Republican senators yesterday who are running for re-election, J.D. Vance did not vote on a bill to enshrine IVF around the country.
Mm-hmm.
The other Republicans who also did not vote for it, and they're up for re-election: John Barrasso, Kevin Cramer, Ted Cruz, Deb Fischer, Josh Hawley, Pete Ricketts, Rick Scott, Roger Wicker, and Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. Marsha Blackburn hasn't held a meeting within her constituents in 7.5 years.
Why does she need to?
You're right.
Yeah.
Why bother?
I mean,
I'm not going to do anything on your behalf anyway.
Another person who's not up for re-election but can be on that list is Wisconsin's own Ron Johnson. Did not vote for IVF. And he, when I worked in city government, he would always put together these, come and meet my staff. Let's talk to the staff. I want to know what's going on with you. They'd never show up. They'd show up late. They'd stay for 20 minutes. And that was it. They don't care.
And didn't you say that Ron Johnson's daughter has used IVF?
Correct.
He's a grandpa courtesy of IVF.
There's a plethora of federally elective representatives who have a history with IVF.
But they're not for it.
No!
They can't vote for that.
Oh my gosh.
The conversation continues. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We take good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call, text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Lynn, we'll get to you in just a second. I see you on the line. Thank you for your patience. Andrew had a question. We were talking about IVF, a vote yesterday in the Senate, and J.D. Vance was in Eau Claire, so he did not cast a vote because he wasn't there. But the other names that I mentioned voted against this protection of IVF around the country. John Barrasso, Marsha Blackburn, Kevin Cramer, Ted Cruz, Deb Fischer, Josh Hawley, Pete Ricketts, Rick Scott of Florida, and Roger Wicker. From what I saw and their justification, it's like, well, this is just a show vote, and it didn't. Then they knew it wouldn't, whatever, and so, yeah, we voted no.
Yeah,
they don't want to have to be pinned down on where they are on this because it is still an election issue. And we all know they don't really want to talk about things that people are concerned about.
No, that abortion, anything reproductive health.
They got to stay away from that stuff, man. Oh. J.D. Vance spent 3.5 minutes yesterday in Eau Claire, essentially offering no solutions to the child care problem in this country, except apparently make it easier for grandma and grandpa to retire so then they can start watching your kids is kind of what I took away from the essence of nothing that he said.
Oh, man, I'm still like sitting here. I feel like I've just got dust on my face. Like, what happened here? Just what happened here?
Lynn from Oconomowoc. Like I said, Lynn, thank you for your patience. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say about child care in this country?
Well, I sent my daughter to UWM Daycare Center when I was a student, and it was the best. They got fresh adults almost every other hour, and they were all so cute. And the students that were teaching there were just amazing. But then I became a grandma, and we moved to Oconomowoc to be near my grandson. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I cared for him through maybe the first or second grade.
Wow.
We drove him back and forth to school. And then my granddaughter went to a different grade school. So we were driving to two different grade schools every day and different schedules, half days. But it was when my son and his wife brought the Lightning McQueen bed upstairs that I began to freak out. So then we had him overnight on occasions, and I would make casseroles. They would come home from work, and I had dinner ready for them. So, yes, and now he's 18.
Yeah. I mean, Lynn, it sounds like you are a wonderfully providing grandmother, and I thank you for all that. They're so lucky to have you.
Absolutely.
But yeah, when you said they brought the Lightning McQueen bed, I was like, I don't understand what that means. And then I realized, oh, they brought the bed over to your house. Am I correct?
Correct. One of those little plastic beds.
Mm-hmm.
So then he started spending overnights here. And I hate to say it, but I am looking at some of the toys that have not been disposed of yet.
Oh, you still have the detritus of all the years that you were doing daycare. Thank you for sharing that, Lynn. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. Chuck from East Troy is on the line. Good morning, Chuck. What did you want to say about childcare?
Yeah, hi. My wife and I basically all summer long have been picking up our granddaughter from Milwaukee. We live in East Troy. And Mondays we'd have to get there by 6 in the morning or earlier.
Boy.
So our daughter, who's an iron worker, could go to work.
Yeah.
And then, of course, then when she got home at 3:34, although then on Mondays she also went to swim class, so we couldn't leave until like 6 or 7 at night. So then we took her back to our house for 5 days till Friday, and then we got 2 days off. So that's all people can't afford childcare, not even iron workers or an union iron worker.
Well, and what would she do if she didn't have you guys, Chuck?
She would be, I don't know.
Up a creek?
I can't see it on there.
Well, creek, but then they're essentially saying, well, then you're going to have to stay home with your kid. And now she loses her job.
Yeah, and then she loses her house and she loses everything.
Right.
Did I hear you, Chuck? Chuck, did I hear you correctly? You said East Troy to Milwaukee?
Correct. Every week, Mondays and then Fridays, we'd take her back. And then she would be home for 2 days, and we'd pick her back up on Mondays again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Folks, for those listening right now, just to give you context of what Chuck is saying, East Troy to Milwaukee is probably about 45, 50 minutes one way.
Oh, yeah.
Am I wrong, Chuck?
Cray, it's 45 miles exactly to her house. Yeah, it takes about, depends on traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah.
Well, and then what if the weather is bad? And what if it's snowing and all that stuff? Thank you so much for sharing that, Chuck. Really appreciate it. We would love to hear about your experiences with childcare. We have news coming up in just a little bit. A couple of texts I wanted to get in here listening on WAUK. My niece and her husband pay $20,000 a year for daycare, one child. She says it's the best money they ever spent because she likes her job.
Yeah.
Well, apparently she should quit her job, according to J.D. Vance. Although, no, he didn't say that. But he didn't have any answers on what people, my kids and aunts and uncles all work full time. I don't understand how that's a legit option. Listening on WALIK in Amory. We're going to keep this going. So if you would like to join us, call or text. News is next. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why did she turn up again just when my heart was on the mend? Wish I didn't love her so. Better hide until she goes. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, trouble's back in town.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.